Shunned from the African-American church for her initial experiment with secular music, Sister Rosetta Tharpe would struggle to regain her musical footing in the world of sanctified sacred music after having attained a noted measure of fame in the 1930s and 40s, featuring recordings laced with what was at the time a curious mix of heightened musical patterns commonly associated with popular music and the newly formed Afrocentric sacred music called gospel. Born in Cotton Plant, Arkansas in 1915, 6-year-old Rosetta would follow her missionary mother from parish to parish, stepping out before gatherers to showcase her amazing talent on the electric guitar, an instrument largely foreign and frowned upon in the black church in the 1920s. Public appearances soon followed after the family's relocation to Chicago, where Rosetta, billed as Little Sister, put her talents on full display.
How well do I remember how my Jesus brought me through? You know I prayed and I walk the floor, a night or two.
By the 1930s, while on tour with her mother, Rosetta, well established and widely known among church folk, found herself on the receiving end of a unique invitation from New York's famous Cotton Club. The year was 1938, the same year she would make her first recordings. Tharpe, well, Rosetta, now married, auditioned and became a member of the club's 1939 parade of performers with a showcase of her talent on a liberated and highly spirited adaptation of a Holy Roller-like revival. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, as she was now called, made another appearance just a month after her first release at the Paramount Theater in New York. She was alongside the legendary Count Basie and his orchestra. The following holiday season, leading into the 40s, she was performing at Carnegie Hall with a concert billed as From Spirituals to Swing, a format she would comfortably retain into the mid-1940s, daring to blend gospel music and popular music while appearing on stage with the likes of Cab Calloway, back at the Cotton Club.
Sometimes we're almost level with the ground. But oh, if you only give your little heart to your Jesus, I declare God will stand by you. Oh, yes, he will.
Ultimately, the swinging of songs in the church and at nightclubs would cause a pastor to announce Tharpe's disassociation with the sanctified church movement. Unswayed, she said, God doesn't stay at church all the time and is as likely to be found at the Apollo as anywhere else. On stage, Tharpe would continue blending the two musical forms as a jazz artist and as a solo gospel singer. Sister Rosetta Tharpe's many tours in the 1950s and 60s in Europe and at Southern American country churches only solidified her celebrated status as the best performer of what she dubbed Holy Blues. In 2018, Sister Rosetta Tharpe was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, finally receiving an honor she deserved decades before as the godmother of rock and roll.
Whoa, I'm so happy.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.